You don't get me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every black service provider is dodgy, not at all. But sadly, the majority of our people are chancers and don't give a damn about customer service. And I was just enraged, so enraged by some of those comments because they're ahistorical. Really, they're ahistorical. And she doesn't tap into. Wait, let me read out the second excerpt, which also reflects how thin and superficial this assessment was. She went on to explain her statement, saying that in her experience, black people act inappropriately on the job. As soon as, and I quote, as soon as the man with the blue eyes gets into his baki and leaves his staff behind with you, they start chatting you up and acting inappropriately, asking you for juice, telling you how hungry they are, and how you look like someone who's got money. Sis Lerato, yeah, man, I can see that you've done well for yourself, Aish, could I please have that shirt that I saw on the bed in the spare room? True story, she says. So that was part of some of the extracts that came from this particular chapter, Why I Hire Blue Eyes Before Black Guys. I think we have to be honest that she's giving her opinion based on her experience, but I think if you are going to do this, that you have to also provide or tap into, look into some of the issues that inform these. If you are going to criticize, then at least spend time trying to tackle and understand why these issues are the way they are. Because does she take into account that many black people come from a communal upbringing where we sympathize with one another? How many times have you been, say, at a grocery store as you check out and you start to have a conversation with the cashier and they start telling you about certain personal things, about how difficult it is, how maybe they don't get paid enough from their jobs and so on? And the thing is, we all know each other's hardships, or we have a sense of how difficult it's been for all of us. So you expect sympathy. I think they expect sympathy. When somebody does that, there's an expectation that you get it. You know, you're a sister, you get it. You know where I'm coming from. And why should we confine ourselves to this idea of professionalism? Because we come from a place where we are interconnected, where we talk about Ubuntu, where we talk about greeting each other, where you share with one another. So to go out there and to expect a different kind of professionalism that is outside of how people live and how outside of how people have been raised is really disingenuous. So if you want to respond to this particular column, I'd also love to hear from you on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. I thought it very unfair and really doesn't do a service. It's a great injustice to black business and black professionals to suggest that they act inappropriately, when in fact we come from a background that says, you know, you share with one another, you relate in a certain manner with one another, that it's not a cold environment where you connect with people. And that is why you will hear someone tell you about how challenging life is if indeed they're providing you with a service. So why this coldness? Why this reaction and what people have called the better black? She's trying to be the better black. So did you agree with her? Maybe you are, you also share a similar experience and you've come to the same conclusion. And is it... Is it ahistorical and fails to look at the context and the background from which many people come from? And why should we subscribe to a foreign kind of way of being professional? It's 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs.